in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And we are so thankful for the goodness and the presence of the Lord and His anointing and His goodness that comes upon our life that we just want to be here tonight and are thankful to share and worship and just join into what God has for us. And I just look forward to the goodness of God. And so tonight we're just going to worship and we're just going to let Him come in here and just let His presence overtake us.
The joy and the strength to lift up my head. you're asking for more. And when we sing, consume me, take it all, consume me, God. This is where it starts. What you're doing right now. It's your worship to Him. You can't skip a process. You're not going to skip a process. If you don't go through the steps of God, then you don't go through with God. Right? This is your healing place. Right here. Right where you're at. In His presence, worshiping Him through your words, calling out His name, through your own mouth, through your own heart, through your own struggles. This is your healing place. God said, you're crying out for revival. This is where it starts. With you, with me, in a place that when we're not doing anything, and we shut the voices down up here, and you can still sing your own song, can still utter your own praise to Him. I don't care how you're feeling. I do care how you're feeling. I don't want you feeling bad, but I'm saying it doesn't negate who God is. It doesn't negate what your praise should be. Power of life and death is in your tongue. So right now, if you're going through something as we're praising God, I just worship you. You are the greatest, God. I thank you that I have no issues that you haven't already brought me through. I thank you that my life has been surrounded and protected by you. And I trust you with everything in my life, God. I thank you and I praise you because you are good. Listen, why are we focusing more on the problem than we are the problem solver? Amen. Let's just take a little bit more time here and just use your voice to cry out to God. Amen. Oh, Lord, you're good.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Why are we popping? Is it him? The sound system wants to praise him.
It's you.
It's white mic, not him. It wasn't him.
Oh, it wasn't him? Listen, you should be aware of what's going on in the world today. Go out and research what's going on in Israel right now. There are some things that are going on in Israel that they say is Israel's sign, the Jews' sign for Jesus' return. Go read about it. Go listen to it. It's about the five red heifers. Go listen to it. Go see what's going on. And then go to Numbers 19 and read it. And it talks about the purification system. Now, remember when you read this, like, it's a little confusing because I'm like, okay, when I'm first hearing about it, I have to, like, go back and forth in my brain because there doesn't need to be a sacrifice. Jesus was the sacrifice, right?
Amen.
But the Jews don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They believe he was just like a prophet or something. So they still believe they have to be purified by their old standard, the old ways. And so, and in order to do that truly, and the first time in 2,000 years that they've even been able to even maybe think that they can have a pure red heifer. You have to have a heifer that the red one, the hooves have to be red, the nose has to be red, the ears have to be red, everything on this heifer has to be red. And do you know what makes it unqualified? Two hairs that are not red. It can only have two hairs that are not red, whether dark or light. If they have three, it doesn't qualify. And so the fact that they're looking this closely at these cows right now, and they have to be 2 years old, because that's what the word says, and they're like a year old right now, or around, you know, getting close to be a year old. So listen, I think we need to be very observant of the times that we're in and the prophecies that are coming to pass. Amen? Amen. It's very important for us. It says we don't know the day or the hour, but we should be able to discern the times of the season. Amen?
Amen.
So, buckle up.
Yeah, amen.
Get serious. Not one day you should have that you're not sure if you pass this day. If something happened this day, if Jesus came back this day, no day should we be unsure if we're going or not.
Amen.
Right? You have a surety with Jesus. All you have to do is follow him. Amen?
Amen.
Do what he says. Live a holy life. Right? These are the requirements. He's holy, so we must be holy.
Amen.
So keep your, what is that? Your lamps trimmed and filled with kerosene. Have your oil ready. Be vigilant. Don't be like the five virgins that didn't and wasn't ready and had to go get their stuff, because when they returned, he was gone and it was too late. Let's be ready.
Amen.
And tell other people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how it happened, but sis, you ain't ready. You better go get your wick trimmed and you better go get your thing filled, because you have to be ready. I'm not giving you any when it comes. Get ready. Right? Like, why didn't you tell your sister that? Like, why didn't the five tell the five? Listen, this is what we're supposed to do, and you ain't ready. Get ready. Make sure we tell people, get ready. I don't want the five left. Amen? Oh, and I'm left. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, I'm excited. We got lots of stuff coming up for Christmas. We got the women's Christmas party. That is the... Yes, it's in Phil's office. I took it to count them. And then the guys have the other one they hid from us. We don't know where that one's at.
You got everyone.
I'm just kidding. The guys don't have it. They would have given it back to us. I just like to mess with them. Okay. I just wanted to let the people out on FaceTime that doesn't know you know that you don't steal. You don't really. Okay. So we got Children's Church stuff coming up. Sunday, November 20th. The Children's Church Thanksgiving Feast during service. Mm-hmm. You heard me. No, November 20th. Next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday? Yeah, man, Thanksgiving is like, boom, it's coming up on us like crazy fast, isn't it? Whoa, okay. So, and then Sunday, November 27th, right after service, there is a children's church staff meeting, and it'll be in that. I know, I don't know why, I've heard it a million times. District 12, it'll be in room District 12. It's got green on the sign, I do know that. Sunday, December 18th will be the Christmas, children's Christmas program during service. Okay, now we got to fight between our Christmas Eve service and the children's program because, man, I love it. I love to watch these kids up here and their heart for Jesus and their fight among each other sometimes. Sorry. No, I was standing there. Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute. Anyway, I'm excited. They preach Jesus during that time to us. Amen. They do.
Amen.
They have hearts for him. Amen. And then Sunday, December 25th, is pajama party for the kids. And I tried to push it through on Sunday for the adults, but nobody was having it. Well, a couple of us was having it, but the rest of them weren't having it. So we're not doing adults pajama day, are we?
No adult pajama day.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
I know. But anyway, so then what else do we have going on? We've got no Thanksgiving Thursday night service because it is Thanksgiving, so no midweek service that week. And we'll come back in on Sunday ready to worship the Lord. Amen. And then Christmas Eve service is at 6 o'clock, and Christmas morning will be at 10 like normal. What else is there to do on a Christmas morning? Once you're grown, now as your kids, you're excited. But when you're grown and you don't have any presents under the tree for you, you're like, let's go to church. That is the best present I've ever received in my entire life anyway.
Amen.
The gift of salvation and what salvation, Jesus brought us. Amen. What better day to really, truly come into church and celebrate it than Christmas Day. So we're excited about those things. If I left anything out, crew? Anything? Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we better let the children go to children's church. Hallelujah. And then for offering tonight, I'm just going to have you give out of your hearts how you're willing and the why you're willing, because you know what your relationship is with God and why you give. So let's bring the buckets up and I'll just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray your blessing over the offering tonight, Father. And Lord, I just pray that as people give tonight, Father, that you're receiving what they're giving to you, Father, and it's going all the way up to you, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Uncle Larry, Father God, in the deep name of Jesus, Lord, we just put Larry before you, Father God, and we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into him, Father. And Lord, we just pray, God, that all things will be corrected and found out, Father, and resolved, and Lord, that he'd be totally healed. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at a little sanctification tonight, and we're just going to start off in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, and it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." And it's amazing that we have the opportunity, people here, to be sanctified wholly. And the Bible says that our spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what we need to do is make sure that we're allowing ourselves to grow in the spirit enough to where we allow God to let us mature enough that our spiritual man takes over control of our spirit, soul, and body. Amen? And when we walk in the realm of our spirit man, then that's when we can walk in sanctification and holiness, and we can walk in the ways that God needs us to walk in order for us to be able to walk in the pathway that God has for us. Amen? Because it is certain that these are times that we're getting down to where we really need to make sure that we're living for God and doing what God wants us to do. You know, you can't be halfway in a Christian walk. Amen? And when it comes to Christian faith, you got to be 100% committed. Amen? You have to walk in the fullness of what God has for you and the fullness of what God wants for you in this arena. And so we need to make sure that we are walking out our salvation with fear and trembling and with the Lord as our guidepost and as the anchor of everything that we do. We should walk out our faith with fear and trembling. Amen? And it says right here in 2 Timothy 3:20, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also there for youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And I want you to know something, that we have the right to be set apart and sanctified for the master's use. Amen? And we can be vessels of honor for God to be able to walk within us and use us and have us prepared to do every good work that's in the kingdom to be done. Amen? And that's what God would love for us. And that's what we should love for ourselves and want as we walk in our relationship with him. It says here in John 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent into them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." And so what we want to know and what we want to make sure of is that we are being sanctified through the word and through the truth. Amen? Because we have this opportunity to be sanctified through the word and through the truth of God. Amen? And that's what we need to do, and that's what we want to make sure we're walking in every aspect of what God has for us. And it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says, verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or through or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work and every good word and work. And so we want to make sure that we're established in the Lord. Amen. We want to make sure that we're standing in Him and that we are letting Him be the forefront of everything that we are doing and everything that we're a part of. Amen. We want to be set apart for the Lord. Because it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given us this ministry of reconciliation, to which that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God had did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we got the right to walk sanctified and to walk separated into this life that we walk. And we are consecrated unto God and set apart for him. You know, we're set apart for God and we're set apart for his kingdom. And we get to walk in this thing as new creatures that are saved through his goodness and through his faithfulness and through his work that he's done. It says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 11, and such were some of you. Well, let me read up here. Verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, neither infeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So we are thankful that all of us started somewhere, amen? And all of us have some things that we can be thankful for that God has saved us from and redeemed us from, amen? And that now that we're sanctified and justified, we can rejoice in the fact that we know that we're going to inherit the kingdom of God, amen? And that we get to be a part of the kingdom of God, amen? And that we get to be a part of God's goodness and a part of what the Lord is doing in all of our lives, amen? And so now I'm going to read to us a pretty long scripture, but it talks about these things and just sets a tone for us. It says in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we are also alive with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. Amen. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon we also yourselves to be dead indeed into sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? So these are reasons why we can be sanctified and why we can set our life and our course to make sure that we minimize sin in our lives. Amen? Because it's been there's been a way made for us, and we need to walk in it. If the Bible says that we can be sanctified spirit, soul, and body, it should be our desire to be so. Amen? Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of the righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Amen? And I thank God that we're under grace. Amen? That we get to walk in the grace and the love and the goodness of God. What then, shall we sin because we are under the law, but under that we are? Should we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Boy, that's something that we have got to make sure that we understand, amen? That we are obedient to who we obey, amen? And that we're servant to him who we obey. We can call ourselves Christians, but we could be serving the devil every day if we're cussing and just living like devils and going out opposing everything of God's word. If we're doing that, then we're not truly living under the guidelines of God, amen? And we're not truly living under who Jesus has made us to be, amen? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity Even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. In other words, when we were sinners, we sinned. And we really lived that way, amen? And when we were sinners, we were good at it, amen? But now we have a chance to be Christians and live in righteousness, and we should be good at that. Because once we've been empowered by the Lord to live in righteousness, we are empowered to live a good, clean, holy life. Amen? And it's easy for us to do with his help. It's able to be done with his help on our behalf. Amen? What fruit in ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things are death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. So now we have fruit that's going to be pleasing to God, and it's going to lead to everlasting life. Amen? And we want to make sure that we walk in that fruit. Amen? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Boy, what a blessing. Amen? The wages of sin is death, but that's all nullified by the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen? So let Jesus be Lord and Savior of our life, and let him be the one that leads us and guides us, and we're going to walk in the goodness of what God has for us. Amen? And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, it says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Called to be saints. You know, we're called to be saints. And sometimes we forget that once we're saved, our name has been changed. You know, we're no longer sinners saved by grace. Amen? We're saints. We're the beloved. We're children of God. We're sons of righteousness. Yes. And these are the words that we need to be known by. And these are the words that we need to set ourselves apart into and make sure that we're a part of. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And we're just going to look here and see what is said about us. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in the time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And so we need to make sure that we understand that we're a chosen generation, that we're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That means that we're people that are set apart, special to God. Amen? And we should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we want to make sure that we're praising God and that we're walking in his light and that we're walking in his goodness and that we're walking in the goodness of God and serving him and living in what he has for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts that war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they should behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. I want you to know something, that you as people that are sanctified and serving the Lord, you have in you the right to give God glory. Amen. You have in you the right to live in such a way that God can be glorified in your life. Amen? Amen. You have a right to give God a place of shining forth his goodness. Amen? Yes. The Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen? Yes. And so we got to make sure that we walk in a way that God is being able to shine forth in our lives, and that we are shining forth as a light into the world in this time in which we live. That means that the people you work around and the people that know you, they ought to be touched by who you are in Christ. They ought to be able to see a difference in you and know that you have been following after the Lord. Amen? And they ought to be able to see who you are and what you're doing and what you're bringing about in life. And they ought to be able to see an example that reflects the Jesus to them. Amen? You are those people who are God's people and who God wants you to be reflecting into the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we just give you glory and praise tonight, Father. Lord, we just exalt you and lift you up, God. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you have set us apart, Father. Spirit, soul, and body, you've set us apart to be counted blameless in the time of Jesus' coming, Father God. And Lord, you are keeping us. And Lord, you're helping us in every aspect of life, Father God. And you're making us your holy people, God. And Lord, we're just giving you praise and glory for it, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you to strengthen us and keep us, God. And just help us every day to be set apart, God, to sanctify our lives and to really, truly live for you, Father God, and to let you continue to grow in our spirit, Father God, and just let our spirit be in control of our spirit, soul, and body. And Father, let our soul and body come in unity with our spirit, amen? And let you just have your way, Father God, and just bring us into maturity and bring us into the place of blessing, God, that you have for us. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Aw. Do You know the family. Okay, Carrie and Sue. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Uncle Larry has passed. And God, we just pray for this family right now, Father God. We pray your hand of mercy be upon them, Father. We pray your hand of grace be upon them, Father, and that you would just strengthen them and help them during this time, Father. And Lord, we just pray your goodness would be upon this family, Father, as their uncles pass. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, does anybody need prayer tonight for anything? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for his presence. I thank God for his goodness. And I thank God for each one of you, amen, whom the Lord loves and who the Lord is setting apart for this time, amen. And we just give you praise and just lift him up and exalt him. And I just thank you for being here tonight, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen.